Penguin Random House Audio presents Jane Steele by Lindsay Fay. Read for you by Susie Riddell. Volume 1. Chapter 1. I wouldn't have her heart for anything. Say your prayers, Miss Eyre, when you are by yourself, for if you don't repent, something bad might be permitted to come down the chimney and fetch you away. Of all my many murders, committed for love and for better reasons, the first was the most important. Already this project proves more difficult than I had ever imagined. Autobiographies depend upon truth, but I have been lying for such a very long, lonesome time. "Jane, will you be my friend again?" Edwin Barbary had asked. My cousin's lips were gnawed red, his skin gleaming with exertion and desire. When his fleshy mouth next moved, the merest croak emerged. He breathed precisely 5 more times, the fat folds of his belly shuddering against his torn waistcoat, and then he stilled like a depleted clockwork toy. More of my homicides anon. The astute among you will desire to know why a dyed-in-the-wool villainess takes up pen and foolscap in the first place. I have been reading over and over again the most riveting book titled Jane Eyre, and the work inspires me to imitative acts. My new printing features a daring introduction by the author, railing against the first edition's critics. I relate to this story almost as I would a friend or a lover. At times I want to breathe its entire alphabet into my lungs, and at others I should prefer to throw it across the room. Whoever heard of disembodied voices?